Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to come down and sit up front with us, you're welcome to do so. The story that you just heard read is a story about a storm. Now, I'm not usually afraid of storms that much. In fact, I kind of like to stand out on the porch and watch the clouds roll in and watch the rain, as long as the storm doesn't get too bad. But a number of years ago, we had a really bad storm here in Nashville. It's called a tornado, actually. And at that time, I was serving another church. When I heard it was going to be a bad storm, I headed for home. And it was pretty scary, I have to say. That storm was scary. I got home, and a limb had broken off of a tree in our front yard and fallen off across the driveway. Well, I went inside, and my wife Margaret and our daughter Elizabeth, who was just a little bitty girl at the time, not in school yet, were down in the basement, and they were fine. They were safe, so I went to be down in the basement with them. Then when the storm was over, I walked to our older daughter, Sarah's school. And there were big trees down at each end of the street in front of Sarah's school. There was no electricity, and so everything was kind of dark in the hallways. Well, I went in, and sure enough, there were the teachers and all the children, and they were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing to keep safe. So I went through the dark, and I kept calling Sarah's name, and I found her teacher, and I found her, and I was able to take her home. And I thought, you know, I really didn't have to worry about them so much because, of course, Elizabeth had her mom there to take care of her, and Sarah had her teachers there to take care of her. In the story you heard, the followers of Jesus, the friends of Jesus, were in a big storm out on the sea, and they were scared, but they didn't have to be because they had someone there to take care of them, too. They had Jesus there to take care of them. Thank goodness that when we get scared, there are people around who can take care of us, who love us. Now, I'm going to talk some more about this story, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about storms, but mostly I'm going to talk about being afraid, which is something we probably all experienced at one time or another. So, as I talk about that, you'll understand what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us people who love us to be with us when we're afraid, for parents and teachers and grandparents and friends, but especially we thank you for Jesus, who wasn't just with his friends long ago, but is with us as well. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming down.